forces. They're talking about eliminating minors and majors. They're talking about moving classes online. They're doing these drastic things. And what we're seeing is just basically undergraduate students are subsidizing research, they're subsidizing administrators, they're subsidizing things that have nothing to do with undergraduate instruction.
Bob Samuels, the implications of what's happening here in California for the rest of the country.
Well, basically what we're seeing, especially at the major prestigious universities, is more and more that only upper class students can go to them. And they're privatizing these institutions. And the institutions, what happened about 1980 was that states started to cut their funding of higher education. And so universities looked for other ways of making money. And so they concentrated on raising funds and doing research, and especially research funded by corporations and the federal government. And so basically now, at a lot of universities, instruction only represents about 10% of the budget. And so it's a minor aspect of the universities. And most people don't know that, that universities in some ways are just kind of fronts for investment banks and investments, because at the University of California, the regents, who are the main financial overseers of the university, are appointed by the governor for 12-year terms. And most of the regents now are Republicans, who not only have voted against taxes and have not only tried to defund higher education, and they're the ones in charge in many ways, but they are also business people chosen by Republican governors. And those are, and they are real estate people, they're investment bankers. The new head of the chair of the UC Regents is the former head of Wachovia. And he actually, they sold subprime student loans, right? And they profit from the student loans. And also they push the UC into investing heavily into mortgage-backed securities and into real estate right when those were tanking. And so I really think that the Board of Regents basically is forcing the UC or motivating the UC to make a lot of incredibly bad investments. And when the investments turn bad, then they try to take it out on the students, on the faculty, and the workers.
I want to just end with this USA Today latest study of compensation revealing that at least 25 college head football coaches make $2 million or more this season, slightly more than double the number 2 years ago.
UC Berkeley faculty last week voted a resolution to stop subsidizing the athletic department. Apparently, UC Berkeley has been paying, subsidizing out of student fees, $3 million to $4 million a year. What most people don't know is most athletic departments lose money, and the big departments lose a lot of money. And student fees often go to paying for athletic departments. And also, we found out that student fees go as collateral to for construction bonds.
We're going to end with